This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Rakel. At least 400 people have been killed and around 250 injured in a Pakistani airstrike at a hospital in Afghan capital Kabul last night. More from our correspondent.
Taliban government spokesperson Zabihullah Mujahid said that a large section of the hospital has been destroyed in the Pakistani airstrike and the number of casualties may increase. He said, Pakistani military regime has once again violated Afghanistan's airspace and targeted a drug rehabilitation hospital in Kabul, resulting in the death and injury of addicts who were undergoing treatment. The attack came hours after Afghan officials said the two sides exchanged fire along their common border. UN Special Rapporteur for Human Rights for Afghanistan, Richard Bennett, has expressed concern over civilian casualties in the attack on the hospital. The International Human Rights Foundation has also condemned the attack, saying that public places such as hospitals should not be targeted. The situation in Kabul has been tense, as residents report continued aircraft activity over the city. The Pakistani military has struck Kabul several times in recent weeks, causing heavy civilian casualties. Ashish P. Abraham, Akashvani News, Delhi.
External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar met his counterparts from European Union in Brussels. They discussed Iran and Ukraine conflicts as well as ways to deepen India's relation with Europe. Dr. Jaishankar is on a two-day visit to the Belgian capital at the invitation of EU Foreign and Security Policy Chief Kaya Kallas to attend a meeting of the Foreign Affairs Council of the bloc. The External Affairs Minister held separate meetings with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and his counterparts from Germany, Greece and Belgium. Ms. Kallas said EU Foreign Affairs Council discussed how to better protect shipping in the Strait of Hormuz, including possible contributions by the EU's naval mission Aspides and a European security strategy. Indian embassy in Iran has strictly advised Indian nationals currently in Iran to not approach or attempt to cross any land border of Iran for onward travel without prior and explicit coordination with the Indian embassy in Tehran. In the advisory, the embassy said that the Indian nationals who attempt to leave Iran via land borders without the knowledge and guidance of the embassy are highly likely to encounter serious logistical and immigration difficulties. It strongly discouraged uncoordinated movement toward land borders. The embassy noted that it will not be in a position to provide assistance once individuals move outside Iranian territory without prior coordination. Lok Sabha will take up further discussion and voting on the demands for grants under control of the Ministry of Railways for 2026-27 today. In Rajya Sabha today, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is likely to move the Appropriation Bill 2026 for consideration and return. BJP's Sanjay Bhatia and Congress Party's Karambir Singh both have been declared elected to two Rajya Sabha seats from Haryana. Voting was held for the two seats yesterday. Officials said 5 votes were declared invalid, 4 of Congress and 1 of the BJP. BJP's Sanjay Bhatia, Karambir Singh both of Congress and independent candidate Satish Nandal were in the fray for 2 seats. Nandal's candidature was proposed by 3 independents, Savitri Jindal, Rajesh Joon and Devendra Kadyan, and 7 BJP MLAs. Indian National Lok Dal, which has 2 members in the 90-member Haryana Assembly, had abstained from voting. Uttarakhand government has made special health arrangements for this year's Char Dham Yatra. The health of pilgrims visiting the Yatra will be monitored in real time through the eSwasthya Dham portal so that the medical assistance can be provided immediately when required. In Jammu and Kashmir, the Asia's largest tulip garden in Srinagar was opened for visitors yesterday. Located on the foothills of Zabarwan Range, overlooking Dal Lake, the garden has been fully geared to welcome local, domestic and foreign tourists. And that is the end of this news bulletin.